This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and we're talking about the Real ID deadline. Now, Mickey, we've only been talking about this for, what, 18 years, something along those lines, I believe?
I've only been clerk since 2017, but we've been talking about it for quite some time, Brian.
It's been a long, long time, but now here we are. We're staring down the deadline, which is this Wednesday, and to your knowledge, is anything going to change? Is that deadline going to be pushed back one more time?
I don't think so. I had a meeting with a representative from TSA. I think this is it. This is the final. It's not truly a deadline, Brian. It's an expiration date. So really, you can get this. We've been trying to convey this to people after May 7th. If you are not going to be traveling or flying, you can wait until after the Wednesday deadline, this Wednesday, and we'll be okay with that. We'll be able to handle your transaction after that point. So I know some people think it's a deadline, but really it's an expiration date. That's when they'll start the enforcement date of enforcing it this Wednesday. But they have a couple of days, Brian. As you know, government, it can change in an instant. But really, I think this is going to be it.
Mickey, we're running a web poll this morning at WBEN.com asking if you're prepared for the Real ID deadline on Wednesday. 80% have answered yes. Does that kind of fall in line with what you're seeing?
Well, we've been preparing for this. Of course, you know, I just received the numbers between January and April. I'm looking at the numbers. Our license renewals for enhanced driver's license is up about an additional 24,000. So we have been quite busy. But Susan, we have been working hard on this. We've been doing outreaches. We've been doing mobile events. We've been doing singular events. We've been doing so many things to prepare for this. It really truly has been an experience. And I just want to compliment our staff and our employees. We've been working 6 days a week to make sure that people become compliant. We've added additional days. Today, we're going to be out at the Eastern Hills Mall. We're normally closed on Mondays. So we're doing an event for license renewals because, as you know, if your license, you have to renew your license or your registration. We don't want people waiting in line. All of our appointments are taken Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. There are no more appointments. Our walk-ins, you're going to be waiting for quite some time. We may even have to turn you away. So I'm glad that 80% of the people are prepared because it takes original documentation. So remember, this is a federal ID, original birth certificate, original Social Security card, original marriage certificate, all government documentation. So I know that sounds good. In school, that would be a passing grade, maybe a B, but that means there's 20% of the people who aren't ready. And if you're not going to travel, you don't need to get this done by Wednesday. We had an event Saturday in Cheektowaga, and I was talking to a few older ladies, and they said, but they just wanted to be prepared. My message is, if you do not need to come in and you can wait past this Wednesday, please wait.
Well, for a lot of people here, they might be covered already by the enhanced license. Is that, do you think, making your life a little bit easier that so many people, maybe even unbeknownst to them, already would have qualified and are real ID compliant?
Yes. I mean, if they have the flag or the star, people have been great. You know, this has been very organized. We've been planning this out. People come in, they've been excellent. I mean, I really want to compliment them. Really how they've handled this, because normally you can get in and out pretty quickly with our appointment system, usually 10 to 15 minutes. This is a more complicated transaction. So it's 25 minutes to a half hour because we have to scan documents, send them to the federal government. It's not an easy thing to do. So people have been great, but I guess, you know, people get antsy and we just let people know that, hey, look, if you can wait beyond this expiration date, you know, I changed it from a deadline to an expiration date, that you don't need to come in. And I think Brian and Susan, we're going to be busy through the end of the month, probably all through May. We're probably going to continue to be busy. I mean, we had people coming from other counties. I know we've had a gentleman, I think a few people fly in from New York City because we were there were no appointments in the five boroughs for them. And I want to compliment all of the clerks in New York State. This has been a tough thing for everyone, but hopefully we're winding down and people use common sense. If they have the flag or they have the star, they're real ID.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, a couple of questions, though, that we're getting. Is a passport acceptable, and what about a Nexus card?
Yes, good questions. Both a passport, a valid passport, one that has not expired, a valid passport and a Nexus card is acceptable, and that's something that I've been saying to people, that if you do have that passport and you do need to travel, and maybe your license is going to expire, we'll just say in November of 2025, you can wait until November with that passport. So that's a great question.
Hey, what about the Nexus? Is that
Nexus
too?
Also, Brian, Nexus is also acceptable. We can take the Nexus card. And most of the people say, and it's true, we've advocated this, is they just don't want to carry their passport around. For safety purposes, they don't want to leave it in their vehicle. As you know, you may want to drive up to Canada if you're in a golfing tournament or you know, you're going to Niagara on the Lake or you're going to Crystal Beach. So people want to have that, you know, to be real ID compliant. We get it. Only people that have enhanced driver's license, you have to be a United States citizen. They can only get the enhanced. You'd have to be a United States citizen to get the enhanced. The real ID, you cannot use that for border crossings.
Okay, and if you don't have an appointment, you need the real ID, you say no walk-ins, right, this week?
Well, no, we're taking the walk-ins, but what I'm saying is if you have those other forms of identification, the passport, the Nexus card, and you're going to be traveling, you're going to be okay. Don't come in this week. It's like reverse psychology. The more I tell people not to come in, the more they come in, right? So it's funny, but all we're saying is that normally the normal transaction, if you think about it, an additional 26,000 more license renewals happened over the first 4 months of 2025. That's incredible. And our staff has been unbelievable. Our managers have been unbelievable. And as I said, we're now working 7 days a week with the opening of Eastern Hills today. So if you we have appointments out at Eastern Hills today. So if you have, say, a registration renewal or you have to turn in plates, you can make an appointment, go to erie.gov/clerk, go online, and you can get that done without going into one of our other facilities that are open. So we're hopeful. Once again, we make it through this week. Maybe things calm down a little bit after Wednesday. But, you know, this will continue. You'll be able to get the real ID past May 7th. It's just an expiration date. It's not truly a deadline, so you can get it past that point in time. But Brian and Susan, you know, once again, if you're not going to be traveling, there's no need to come in and sort of clog up the system and bring extra people in to our facilities today. Even though we're quite prepared and we got a great team, it just adds additional stress. And the staff, like I said, you know, working 6 to 7 days a week, has been really trying to handle and manage this. And I think they've done a superlative job. I'm very proud of them. And I think Erie County should be very proud of them when you're really, we're helping other, you know, I was thinking about it, but I did not shut down the office to people outside of Erie County, and we've been able to handle it.
Okay. Well, Mickey, thanks for the time this morning, and hopefully everyone has gotten the message. Mickey Kearns, Erie County Clerk, joining us